Mesechta's Bar Mitzia, Daf Beis, at the top of Daf Beis and Aleph, we begin a new Mesechta, a new Perek, and a new Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins, Shnayim Ichsim Metalis, is there are two people that are holding on to a talis, and each one is holding on to a bit of the corner of the Beged. And Reuben says that I was the one that found it first, and I grabbed onto it first. And Shimon says that I found it first, and I grabbed it first, and therefore I was Kaina. And Reuben says that the entire beged belongs to me, v'zei mekulish li, and one says the entire beged belongs to me. So the din is zei yishav she'in li ba'pachas b'chetzia, v'zei yishav she'in li ba'pachas b'chetzia. That both Reuven and Shimon have to swear that they own at least half of this beged v'achloiku, and then they would split the beged, and Reuven would keep half the beged, and Shimon would keep half the beged, and of course that would be by a beged that you could split up and you could actually cut in half. However, if it's a beged that would not be able to be cut in half, then they would sell the beged, and each one would be able to keep half the money. And Rashi states, Shnayim Ichsin Betalis, Dafka Ichsin, that is specifically in a case where both of them are holding on to the actual talis, the Shnayim Muchzakin Ba, and both Reuven and Shimon are Muchzakin in the talis, Ve'in Lezeh Kaich Ba Yosim Zeh, and Reuven or Shimon doesn't have more strength than other, She'ilu Hoysib Yad Echad Levadai, as if either Reuven or Shimon would be holding the talis by himself. So Havi Ida Chamaisim Mechaberi, Ve'ovul Havirai Ba'idim Shehi Shaloi, Ve'in Namazel Lito Beshvua, and certainly the one that's not Muchzakin in the talis would not be nema to take half of it, even though he'll make a shvua. And of course, the Gemara will ask, why did the Mishnah give a case and said that Reuven said ani matzisia, and Shimon said ani matzisia, and then Reuven said kula shli, and then Shimon said kula shli, and l'chayr by using either of these lashonis, that should have sufficed. And the Gemara will discuss this point. And the Mishnah continues with the second case, zei mekula shli v'zei mechetzi shli. If once again both Reuven and Shimon are holding onto this talis, and Reuven claims that I picked it up first, and therefore the entire talis belongs to me, and Shimon has no right to the talis. However, Shimon says that while it's true that Reuven has a right to the talis, but he only has a right to half the talis, as I picked it up simultaneously with Reuven, and therefore we both own half of this talis. And as Rashi says, Zei mechetzi shli, moiduhu shachetzi shel chaveri, that Shimon is moidu that half belongs to Reuven, vein donen al chetzia, and therefore the only machlekes is about half of the beged. And the Mishnah teaches us, Zei mekula shli, Reuven, who said that the entire talis belongs to me, yishavish in le bar pachas b'shleish chalakim, he will swear that he owns at least three quarters of this talis, Zei mechetzi shli, and Shimon, who claimed that he owns half of the talis, yishavish in le bar pachas b'mirviya, he will swear that he doesn't have less than a quarter of this talis, and zen neitel shloish chalakim v'zen neitel revia, and then Reuven will keep three quarters of the talis, and Shimon will keep a quarter of the talis. And as Rashi points out, that certainly both Reuven and Shimon are agreeing that Reuven owes half of the talis by himself, and therefore really there should not even be a shvua on that half of the talis, and Reuven should keep it without even swearing about that chalak. And Reuven and Shimon are only arguing on the ownership of 50% of the talis, and therefore on that 50% there's a din of yachleiku, and Reuven would keep a half of that 50%, meaning an extra quarter, and that's why he receives three quarters of the talis, and Shimon keeps a quarter of the talis, which is half of his taino. And the Rush explains that the reason why Reuven has to make shishvua, that he has at least three quarters of the talis, if l'chayr, the only argument between Reuven and Shimon is only on 50% of the talis, and the Rush explains because otherwise Reuven could be meir and heter, and he says that since I own 50%, so when he swears that I have at least a quarter of the talis, then he's actually saying that I own a quarter of the talis, which is included in his 50% that he already owns, and certainly he owns that, and therefore he wouldn't be swearing falsely. And that's why the Mishnah teaches us that Reuven has to swear that he has at least three quarters of the talis, as in this way, if he is lying, he will be meida, because if he only owes 50% of the talis, then he wouldn't swear that I own at least three quarters of the talis. The Mishnah continues, Hayishnayim Reichven al Gavi Behima, if Reuven and Shimon are both riding on an animal, or Reuven was riding on the animal, and Shimon was leading the animal, and Reuven says that the entire animal belongs to me, and Shimon says the entire animal belongs to me, and the din is the same, that Reuven would swear that he has at least a half of this animal, and Shimon would also swear that he owns at least half of this animal, and then the din is that they would split up the animal. And Rashi says the chiddush of the Mishnah is that since this animal is hefka, as they found this animal, therefore it's possible to be kind of this animal either by riding it or by leading this animal, and both are considered the same strength of kinyan b'negei hefka. And the Meiri also adds in that there's another chiddush that even though Reuven is riding the animal and Shimon is leading the animal, then we consider it as if both Reuven and Shimon are grabbing on and holding on to this animal, and it's just like the case of Shnayim Echsu Metalis, and the Mishnah continued, Bizman Shehem Moidim, Oisheishlam Edim, Cholkim Blei Shvua, if both Reuven and Shimon are Moidim that they picked up this Metzia at the same time, or in a case where they're Edim that they both picked up this Metzia at the same time, then of course the din is that they will be Cholik and they don't have to make a Shvua as Lemaisa that Moida, and they are Edim, and the Gemara will explain what the Chiddush is of this part of the Mishnah, as Lacher it seems Pashut. And let's see the first Taisis in the Masechta, as Taisis states, Shnaim Echsu Metalis, Aydi the Ayyub HaGezel Basar, that since at the end of Masechta Baba Kama, the Gemara is speaking about the splitting up of leftover materials of a worker, and the Mishnah even discusses who owns the sawdust when there's a carpenter that made something for a Balabayas. Therefore, Tani Hachanami Dini Chalukais, and therefore in our Mishnah, we start off discussing Dinim of splitting up items that were found. And Taisis continues that certainly according to the Manda Oma, that Kul and Azikin is Chodim Masechta, and at least Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra are considered one Masechta, then certainly have to explain why this parak comes after the prior parak. However, even according to the Manda Oma, that Kul and Azikin laugh Chodim Masechta, and even though we have a cloud that betray Masechta in Seidel Mishnah, Taisis says, I still have to explain why this Mishnah comes after Baba Kama. The reason is because Hanimilin in Machlekes V'achin Stam, L'fishu Rabbi Lohi Lemi Kaseda, Al Kamoisha Chafetzim Atalmidim, Al Kishachavram Al Aseda Chavram, but certainly once he put them together, then he was misad them in a specific order, v'tzarech b'chol mesechta tam lo menishnus achas shalfneh, and therefore certainly we need a reason why one mesechta is learned after another, k'daik b'reish mesechta shvuas mechte tanam makas kasalik v'chein b'seita, that the Gemara's medaik, a similar idea, ayin sham, and let us begin the Gemara, and the Gemara is, lo mele misle, zel ima ni mitzisiyah, v'zel ima ni mitzisiyah, zel ima kul shli, v'zel ima kul shli, listei chada, that l'chira, if the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about one case, then why would the Mishnah say that Reuven tainted ani matzisiya and he also tainted kula shli, and Shimon tainted ani matzisiya and he also tainted kula shli? And as we will see, the Gemara will have two different ways to understand the Mishnah, and one way will be that it actually is talking about one case of matzisiya, and the second tirus of the Gemara will be that we're talking about two scenarios, and one is referring to a case of matzisiya, and one is referring to a case of mekach memka, and therefore the Ritva explains that the Gemara's question is b'manoshach as itavayu b'matzisiya lomli tarti tanasa, that if the ratio is specifically talking about a case of Metzia, so why would we need two tainis, as we explained, and if it's true that one case is about Metzia and one is by Mekromemka, then we should still only need one of these cases, and we'll be able to learn the other from that din, the Maishna Tainazu, Mitainazu, and why would be the difference between Metzia and Mekromemka. The Gemara continues and brings its first teretz, Chodek Tani, that really the Mishnah is talking about one case, and it's only talking about Metzia, and the Mishnah means to say, that Reuven says that I found this item and therefore it belongs to me, and Shimon says that I actually found it and I was coined it first and therefore this entire beged belongs to me. And the Gemara continues and asks, if you're telling me that both Reuven and Shimon only tainted that I found this beged first and I was coined this beged first, so then all the Mishnah should say is that Reuven and Shimon both tainted that I found this beged first and I was coined a beged first, and therefore and certainly we'll know that the taina is that therefore I own the entire beged. And why would the Mishnah have to tell us that Reuven and Shimon also said, and therefore I own the entire beged, as the chayr, that is pashut, that is the taina? The Gemara responds, itana ni matzisiya, hava mina my matzisiya riyasiya, afagav vle osli ade, b'riya ba'al makoni, tani kula shali, b'riya laikoni. If the taina would have only said that Reuven said ani matzisiya and Shimon said ani matzisiya, so we would think that when Reuven says that I found it, he didn't mean that he actually acquired it by making a standard kinyan, but he actually only saw it. And Shimon also said that I only saw the Saveda, and both of them are claiming that even prior to me getting the item and grabbing onto the item, I was koina based on the fact that I saw the Metzia, and since it's Hefka, I should be able to be koina just by seeing it and by looking at the item. As Rashi says, Riyasiya, koinim sheg barleisa, even prior to me doing Hakbar, I was koina through Riya, and therefore the Tanna specifically used the Lashon of Kula Shali to teach us that they're actually saying that we own the entire item because we lifted up, as the Lashon Kulish Li is mashmar, they actually lifted up this item, and the kinyan was not done through Riyah Ba'alma. And as Rashi says, Tana Kulish Li b'chazaka gemur sheg bati t'chila v'ata tefasta miyodi v'shizchizri ba, and you only came and tried to grab it away from me once I already acquired it and once I already picked it up and I made a proper agbar and a proper kinyan, and just through Riyah alone it would not be a proper kinyan. And the Gemara asks, umi matzaz amrit ma'i matzisir yisir, how can you say that we would have a habmina? Then when the Mishnah used the Lashon that Reuven said ani matzisiya, it would mean that he claimed that I saw it and that's why it was koina, and that is why we have to say a Lashon of Kula Shli, But l'chayr, it's impossible that the Lashon Metziah means I saw it and it was not an actual kinyan, because va'amar Rabinoi was some agayus va'amar Ravina, and this is a member of Ravina in Masechet Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yigimel. And once again, we see that in the first blot of the Gemara, we see a connection not only between the Mishnayos but also between the Gemara and Masechet Baba Kama on Daf Kuf Yigimel, which is the end of the Masechta, and the first sugya of Masechet Baba Metziah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara Masechet Baba Kama is discussing the sugya about giving back an aved of a goy, and the pasuk in Parshas Kisei states, "V'chein tassel chamayu, v'chein tassel sumasa, v'chein tassel chol aved zechicha, asher toivim menu mitzasa leisuch l'salim." And the Gemara learns that it's only by the gay aved zechicha that you have a chiyuv to return it. And the Gemara asks that maybe the only time there's no chiyuv to go and return a mitziah to a goy is only if you didn't yet pick up the aveda. So then you don't have to go and be matriach to go and pick up the aveda. But maybe once you actually picked up the aveda, maybe at that point you would already be responsible to give it back to a goy. And Ravina teaches us that since the pasuk says v'chein tassel chol aved zechicha, and then it says umitzasa, and the lashon mitzasa is mashma that you already picked it up, and even so, the only time you have an obligation to return a mitziah is only lachicha and not to a goy. And as Ravina says, umitzasa does say liyadi mashma, and therefore, how could you think that the lashon mitziah was a lashon that you coined something just through riyah ba'alma? And the Gemara says in umitzasa the kra does liyadi mashma that in a chenami the lashon mitziah in the Torah certainly means that Reuven picked it up, and Reuven has it currently in his rishus, and the Torah is teaching you that he still don't have to return that aveda to a goy. The Gemara's happening was that our Tana is using the lashon that people are generally used to using, and once a person sees an aveda, the general rule is that he says that I found it, and that's the way people speak about a mitziah. And one may think that the Gemara is teaching us that even though Reuven did not yet pick up this item, and even though he only saw it, he could be koinim in a hefka just b'riya ba'alma, and therefore tani kula shali to b'riya ba'alma le'koni la, and that is why the Mishnah had to say the lashon of zayim kula shali in order to teach us that both Reuven and Shimon actually lifted up this item and they weren't trying to be koinim with riya, as riya ba'alma is not going to be koina. And the Gemara now continues and asks v'listi kula shali v'lay bayani mitzasiya, that it's true we had to say the lashon kula shali because we had to say that Reuven and Shimon both picked up the entire item and they were koinim through Agbah, and it wasn't that they were koined through Riyah. Why would the Mishnah have to say the Lashon of Ani Metziah, and all the Mishnah should say is that Oymer Kulushli, Vizel Oymer Kulushli? And the Gemara answers, Itani Kulushli, if the Mishnah would only say that Reuven and Shimon both tainted that Kulushli, Hamina Ba'amma the Tani Metziah, that we would think that any other time that we mentioned the Lashon of Metziah in the Mishnayis and the Gemaris in Mesechtes Bar Metziah, and we use the Lashon of Matzah, Briya Ba'amma Kani, that even if you only have Riyah Ba'amma, that you would be able to be koinah metziah, and we would have a havmina that we could be koinah metziah since it's hefka and tana ani metziah, and therefore the Mishnah says ani metziah v'hadu tana kulishli, and then we also say the lashon kulishli the Mishnah yisei rashmina the riyah loikani, and therefore the Mishnah is teaching us that riyah ba'alma is not koinah, and that is why we use the extra lashon in our Mishnah in order to teach us this chiddush. And as Rashi says l'ashmina shum tana loikani lo ela bagba, as there is no tana in mesechta ba metziah or anywhere in Shas that teaches us that you could only acquire a mitziah through Agbah, and therefore from the few extra words in our Mishnah, the Mishnah is actually teaching you this din as well, that a person cannot acquire a mitziah even though it's hefka with Riyah Ba'alma, and he must use standard kinyanim in order to acquire a mitziah. And although Rashi says that we don't find anywhere Shas that you can't be acquainted with mitziah with Riyah, however Ayin Taisi do Masach B'Riyah Ba'alma Kana, I forgot the Tani Masisin, that even though in Mishnah Daf Tesavim Beis the Mishnah would say Ra'as Metziah Va'amal Chaver T'nali T'lay Kana B'Riyah, we see clearly from the Mishnah that he can't be Kana with Metziah with Riyah. And we will also see on Daf Yud that the Mishnah will talk about Ra'as Metziah V'Nafalah and K'tani Namin T'lay Kani, and the Mishnah will teach us that he's not Kana just by falling on a Metziah Matzil Mitche, we could be Matcha Kim Na'amal T'nali Oish Nafalah, that in those cases since he said to give it to me or he fell on a Metziah Goli Daita L'lay Nichle L'mikne Achi Gili Adai, so over there it's as if he said that I don't want to acquire it until I receive the item or until I pick up the item, and that's why the din is that he's not koina. But in the case where he actually had kavana that he wants to be kind with Riyah, one may have a hami that you could be kind with Riyah, and kamash blam from the extra words of our Mishnah that you can't be kind of Riyah ba'alma, even if you had kavana to be kind of. And the next Tais is Diba Masal of Riyah ba'alma loikani. Tais connects the beginning of the Masechta to the end of the Masechta, and it brings from Parakabais Valiya and Daf Kufit Chesam and Aleph, where we would learn how Bata Behefka is kani. And Lachari, we see that even by looking at Hefka, you could be kaina. And how could it be that Agamar is saying that Riyah ba'alma is loikani? And Tais says, Hainu Sha'asa Maisa Kaldu, that over there it's not talking about Riyah ba'alma, and it's talking about where you actually made a Maisa Kaldu, Kagoyin Shigoda Gada Katan, Ayin and Tais. And others explain that there is a difference between Abata and Riyah, as Riyah is just looking at something, and Riyah ba'alma, you can't be kaina. But in a Chinami, if someone would gaze at something and look at something intently in order to be kainit, then potentially you could be kaina Hefka, even with Habata, and possibly by Metziah as well. And others also want to make a differential and want to make a chul between Habata behefka and the din of Metziah. As Benegeya Hefka, Reuven already decided he doesn't want this item, and now Shimon just has to be kainit from Hefka, and no one owns it at this point, and therefore even Riyah ba'alma could be kainit by Hefka. Masha'inka by Metziah, where Reuven lost the item, Reuven didn't give up his bailus of the item, and therefore when Shimon goes and finds the item, he has to now take it out of the rishus of Reuven and bring it into his own rishus, and Riyah ba'alma would not be kaina, and you need a full-fledged kinyan, ayin min mfarshim. And the Gemara now continues, umi matzis amrit chadik tani, vazev zek tani, zel'im ani mitzisiyah, vazel'im ani mitzisiyah, zel'im akula shli, vazel'im akula shli. Now how can you say that Mishnah is talking about one scenario, and we'll only talk about a case of mitzisiyah? So if so, why would the Mishnah have to say the term zel'imah vazel'imah and say it four times? If l'chari, we should only say zel'imah ani mitzisiyah v'kula shli, vazel'imah ani mitzisiyah v'kula shli, and we would still be able to learn out that b'riyah ba'alma le'kani. And therefore, the Gemara says, amar Rav Papa v'item Rav Shimon ba'ashi v'amri lo kadi, that either Rav Papa said or Rav Shimon ba'ashi, or some say kadi said, and Rashi Masechtas Gittin says shem chacham, that that's another name of a chacham. And others explain that the lashon kadi means that this member was not said over in the name of anyone. Reisha b'mitziyah v'seifa b'kachom emka, that in Chanami we're talking about two different scenarios in the Reisha of Mishnah. And when it said shnayim ha'ikso metal zel'im ena mitzisiyah v'zel'im ena mitzisiyah, was talking about a case where Reuven and Shimon found a mitzisiyah. And then when the Mishnah says zel'im ekula shli v'zel'im ekula shli, the Mishnah is talking about a case of mekachom emka where both Reuven and Shimon claim that they bought this item from Levi. And Rashi points out v'dafka mekachom emka hu daminin achleiku b'shvua, and dafka relevant to a standard transaction where the din is that you be achleiku b'shvua to ikalamei mishneim kanu v'lishneim nisrat zamecha, as it's possible to say that both Reuven and Shimon actually gave money to Levi, and they actually bought it from Levi, and Levi actually had das to sell it to both of them, and to sell half to Reuven and half to Shimon, and therefore the din is yachloiku b'shvua avazel imen niraktiya vazel imen niraktiya. If Reuven would say that I wove this item, and Shimon would say that I wove this talus, and that's why I own it, lo yachloiku, over there the din would not be yachloiku. Devad echabino ramayu, and certainly one of them is lying, utayimenachas atchiyav elio, and the din would be that tehimunach atchiyav elio and not yachloiku. Before we continue, let us see the last tesis on the Amid, where tesis says v'hazev zektani ikeduchti deparch hagavna ve'ikeduchti d'leparch, that there's sometimes that the Gemara asks this question and sometimes the Gemara is not bothered by this question. And now that the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Metziah and also a case of Mekachom Emka, the Gemara explains b'tzvicha, and we continue on that beis and beis, that we need to teach us both the dinim of Metziah and the dinim of Mekachom Emka, the itana Metziah, as if the Tana would only tell us a case of Metziah and would only say shnayim ichsu metal zeim ani Metziah v'zeim ani Metziah. How mina we would think Metziah hu d'ram Rabbanon Shvula, that the Rabbanon said that if Reuven and Shimon are claiming right to Metziah, so the Rabbanon said yachloik b'shvua mishum de meriv ama, because they could understand that a person could be meriv hetta and say chavroi la midi chasuba, that by me claiming that I own this Metziah, I'm actually not causing a loss to my friend, as he didn't have to pay for this Metziah, and it was something that just came to him without any chasar and kiss, and my friend didn't have to have any tircha, and it was a windfall, and therefore Reuven and Shimon could both be meriv hetta, that they will say ezel itfis bis bal badei, that I will go and I'll grab onto it, and at least I'll get half of it, and he won't feel so bad about that. And therefore, Rabbanan said the din will be yachloiku b'shvua. And even though a person may be merheta to take something from his friend, but he definitely won't be merheta to swear falsely. And by the fact that we're requiring to swear, he will be meida that he actually didn't have it first, and his friend actually got it first. Avol mekachom emka delek lemeimachi, but again mekachom emka, where there is no way to be merheta, so maybe the din would not be that yachloiku b'shvua, and instead the din would be tehimunach atchiyav elio. And since one of them are lying, therefore they'll go and make a shvua sheka as well. And by requiring requiring them to make a shvua, it won't help to find out who the true owner is, and it won't help to say yachleiku. Ayin Rashi do a maskal of a mekuch memko delek lemeimahachi that Rashi is bothered by afagav shezeh gam hu nasas hamayis lemeicha, that even though both Reuven and Shimon gave money to Levi in order to buy this item, could a kimla kamod the nakan habayu chamin daitu bechabal kochay, as the Gemara will prove in a bit that both of them gave money to Levi, and one of them gave money midas of Levi, and one of them gave balkochay who sheachleiku yitol zeh chetzim aisav zeh chetzim aisav, and when the din is yachleiku, then both of them will take back half of their money, and therefore there is not going to be any loss of money to either party. And l'chayu, just like we said in the game mitzia, that the person will be meir hetta and say chavoy la midi chasuba l'chayu. Even in the game mekach memka, Reuven will say that Shimon is not losing anything since Reuven has a way to be meir hetta. So maybe we should say that by saying that din is yachleiku b'shvua, then Reuven will be meida if he really didn't buy this item. And Rashi is bothered as to havmin of Gemara as why we would not understand this even if we didn't say the case of mekach memka. And Rashi says afilu haki chesaron hu etzloi, that certainly is considered chesaron to Shimon. He loy have a tzarich law, as if Shimon didn't need this item, loy have mehada basolam izbina, he wouldn't have gone and tried to find this item in order to buy it. And therefore, even though Reuven is paying money for this item, but he's definitely doing something shaloi kedin, and he's causing a chesaron to Shimon. And therefore, the habamin of the Gemara is that potentially by mekach memka, maybe Reuven would also swear falsely, and therefore you can't say achleik b'shvua. And maybe the din would be that tehin munach at shiavi aleo. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us a case not only by metzia but also by mekach memka, in order to teach us that even by a case of mekach memka, the din is yachleik b'shvua. And as we will see in a moment, because the ma'isa, even by mekach memka, there is a way for Reuven to be meir heta. And as the Gemara continues, itana mekach memka, and if the Mishnah would only say the case of mekach memka and would only tell us a case of zeri mekulishli v'zeri mekulishli havmina, we would think hasum hu d'ram rabban shvu alam mishum d'meir v'amar chavroi dami koyav v'ano dami koyavna and hashta d'tzrich l'vdi ashkli ano v'chavroi lezel litrich l'zavin al mitzia d'lek l'memachi emaloi, and therefore tzricha. And the Gemara explains that b'negei mekach memka, one would have a potential for being meir heta, as a person would say that although I know my friend gave money in order to buy this, but I will also give money in order to buy this item, and l'maisa I need this item, and this item is available in the marketplace, and therefore, since in any case I'm not causing a loss to my friend, and he will have all his money, so he will go and buy that item at a different location. And therefore, in this case, since Reuven is only being meir heta, so the Rabbanan said we're going to say the din is yachloik b'shvua, and even though Reuven may be meir heta, but certainly once he has to swear, then he won't swear falsely, and therefore he'll back off of his claim. And if he actually swears, then it shows that he really thought that he bought this and he purchased this item. However, in the case of Metzia, where Reuven doesn't have such a claim, as if Reuven really didn't pick up this item first, then it comes out that he's actually taking an item from Shimon, and there's no way for Shimon to replace this item, as Shimon was getting this for free, as it was a windfall, and he found this item. Therefore, we would have a habmina that in the case of Metzia, if the Rabbanan would say that din is yachleik b'shvua, then just like Reuven is lying that he picked this item first, he would also lie and he would swear falsely, and therefore by requiring him to make a shvur, that wouldn't help. And maybe the din should be teimunach atchiyav elio kamash one, that both in the case of mitzia with zeri meani mitzia v'zeri meani mitzia, and the case of mekach memka with zeri mekulishli v'zeri mekulishli, in both cases the din is yachleik b'shvur, as in both cases we say that there's a svar that they could be meir heta, and if one of them was meir heta, then by saying that the din is yachleik b'shvur, then that person will not go and make a shvur sheker, and therefore they'll be meida. And if they actually make the shvur, then it shows that they actually think that it's true. They really do believe that they did have a right to this item, and that's why they swore. And therefore, both in the case of Metzia and the case of Mekach Memka, the din is yachleik b'shvur. And we explain the havmina of the Gemara and the maskanas hasugya according to Shitas Rashi. However, ayin Taisus diu maskal itana Metzia, where Taisus learns that the havmina of the Gemara is not that if you would say only Metzia, then we would think by Mekach Memka the din would be teimunach atchiyav elio. But Taisus learns that the havmina is that by Mekach Memka d'lek l'meimachi, since b'negei Mekach Memka we can't say that there's any way to be meir heta, shem yedei shechaver kana, that if he knows that his friend really bought it, lo yavi tafis, he wouldn't have been tafis, umi tafis ba, and by the fact that he grabbed it, sav v'shalayu, is not that he's trying to steal it, but he really believes that it's his, v'n sratza ha-meicha, and he must think that the meicha actually wanted to sell it to him, ki no masak haman, de naka zuzim etavayu, eim lo yishava, maybe we shouldn't require him to swear, the mishim shvua lo yifresh, as just based on the shvua, he won't be pirish, sharei Savahu Loim Emes, as he really thinks that he's telling the truth, Kamashwan da filu haki shava, and Kamashwan that even so, that it is Yachleku Bishvua, and Taisus doesn't want to learn like Rashi, because Taisus holds that if someone is Choshed Amaino, for example, as Rashi said in Hamid Gemara, but again, Mekhamemka, that he actually wasn't Meir Heta, and he actually was trying to steal this item, the Taisus holds, the Rabbanim would actually say that Yachleku Bishvua, once we require someone to make a Shvua, they will be Pirish, and they won't lie, as even though a person was Bichasha Amaino, Lechasha Shvuasa, we have a cloud that a person would still not be Choshed Shvuasa, and he won't make a Shvua Sheker. Before we continue, let's point out that the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin tells us that a person that sells something to his friend is nemar to say that I sold this item to Reuven and I did not sell it to Shimon. And Rashi brings down that even though the Gemara over there says that the only time that we say that Levi is nemar to say who he sold the item to is only when he still has the item in his hands and he still has the merchandise and he didn't yet deliver it to the buyer. However, once he delivered the merchandise to the buyer, then he is no longer nemar. And in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where Reuven and Shimon are both holding on to this merchandise, and therefore it's clearly talking about a case where Levi already delivered the merchandise. And Rashi explains that the only time that we said that Levi is not going to be Neman is only when he received money from both of them, and one of them he took Midas, and he took it willingly, and from the other he took it Balkachai. So in that case we say that Levi is no longer Neman to say who he sold it to. And as Rashi says, and as Rashi says, the Kivin Deleolea Rami Lasudei Leidaku Lehai, as since it wasn't his mind that he's going to have to give testimony as to who he sold it to, therefore he wasn't medayik so much. Liyis niska mishahochu milfanav hay medayter v'hay balkochay aval hech lekibul dam elimichad michadochalei. But certainly, where Levi only accepted money from one potential buyer, then certainly he'll remember who he accepted the money from. And therefore, our Gemara continues mekhamemka. That how can we say there's a suffer for the gear mekhamemka? And we paskin yachloiku b'shvua if l'chayu v'lechse zuzim maganokat. Why don't we go over to Levi and we should ask him who he took money from? And as we just saw from Rashi, that even though it's true that Levi already delivered the merchandise and Reuven and Shimon now have the merchandise in their hands, but ultimately Levi is still Neman since he only took money from one of them. The Gemara answers, Lo tzricha d'nokem mitabayu mechab midaitu mechab balkochoy v'lo yadinan mihu midaitu mihu balkochoy. Then our Mishnah specifically talked about a case where Levi took money both from Reuven and Shimon, and from one of them he took a midas, and from one of them he took a balkochoy. And as we said, that since Levi already delivered the merchandise to Reuven or to Shimon, therefore he no longer has the money in order to tell us which one he took it midas and which one he took the money from Bal Kochai. And Rashi tells us that we should be gurious v'lo yadinon and not v'lo yoda, as dafilu yoda, that even if Levi would claim that he knows who he took it from and which one he took Bal Kochai, ein ha-meicha neman mishahochu k'demuki hasam, then Levi is no longer neman at this point since he already delivered the merchandise. And Ayin and Taisus, who is gurious in our Gemara, v'lo yoda, and he learns the sugya a bit differently than Rashi, and also Ayin Taisus, umiyu having muscle shnui, the lace come on the shayle, then really the Gemara could have said the Levi is no longer around in order to ask him. And Taisus continues, v'rim mefarish, the nishal lehem, imi kibel ha-meicha ha-meis, she'enon ha-cheshtan, it's a l'shaka b'zeh, lo'im ha-nasati, v'u'lo'im nasan. In the case of our Gemara, we're not cheshted that Reuven and Shimon are lying, and both Reuven and Shimon claim that they gave money to Levi. And as Taisus says, v'gam heim, lo'enon cholkim, el l'minis tratza ha-meicha, al-nasinas ha-meis, in chalukim, that there is no machlekes as to who gave the money. The only thing that Reuven and Shimon are arguing about as to who Levi decided to sell this item to. Reuven claims that Levi said that he's selling it to him, and Shimon says that Levi had kavana to sell it to him. Before we continue, let's point out that there's machlekes between the Chachamim and Benanis in the Gemara Masechta Shavuos on Daf Mem Hei, Benegeya Chem Benyal Ben Kasai. And the case is where Reuven has a bunch of workers, and Reuven had a relationship with his storekeeper, and his storekeeper would pay his workers for him and would advance some credit, and then Reuven would go and pay the chenveni. And similar in the case where Reuven had children that he used to sell into the store, and the storekeeper would advance them wheat on credit, and then Reuven would go and pay the storekeeper. And one time the storekeeper claimed that he gave this money, or he gave the wheat, to his children on credit, and the child says, I never received the wheat, or the workers say that I never got paid. And the Chacham say that both the chenveni as well as the workers or the children would make a shvua. And for example, in the case of the workers would make a shvua that we didn't receive our wages, and the chenveni would make a shvua that he paid their wages, and then Reuven would have to pay both the chenveni as well as his workers. However, Benana says that we wouldn't require them both to make a shvua, as how could it be that il ve'il ba'olam bezdan al-manas l'shav ve'echam l'shav, as it will come out that one party is definitely swearing falsely, and therefore Therefore, Ben Nanis argues at Rabbanan, and he holds that Reuben has to pay his workers as well as the Chemri, even without a Shvua. Therefore, our Gemara continues that we mentioned in our Mishnah that in the case where Shnai Mechzu Metalis, that the din is Zay Yishav Hashem Lebar Pachs Mechetza, Zay Yishav Hashem Lebar Pachs Mechetza, Vyachleku, either Reuben or Shimon are potentially lying when they're swearing, and if so, how could it be that we would say that the Yachleku B'Shvua, and the Gemara says, Le Masisid Leke Ben Nanis, let us say that our Mishnah is not going according to the Shita Ben Nanis, the I Ben Nanis, as if our Mishnah is going according to the Shita Ben Nanis, that how could it be that a bonon would be misak and they have to make a shvua, and one of them is definitely lying, and therefore in our Mishnah the din should be yachleku without a shvua, or maybe the din should be teimunach atchi avelio. And the Gemara answers, I feel teim ben nanas. We could say that our Mishnah even goes according to Shita ben nanas, and there's a difference between our Gemara and the Gemara misach the shvuas as hasan bada ikashvua shav. Over there, certainly either the poilim or the chemri is lying, and therefore there's certainly going to be one of them that's going to make a shvua shav. And ben nanas says that that is not acceptable, and therefore the din is yachleku without a shvua. But hacha iklamei with leka shvua shav. In our case, it's possible that each one thinks they're telling the truth, as emir tavayu b'hadei adad yagbo, as we can see that they really picked it up at the same time and they picked it up simultaneously. And therefore, when both Reuben and Shimon swear that in leba pachs bechetzia, they're actually telling the truth, and therefore there's no problem for them to swear, and that's why the din is yachleku b'shvua. And as Rashi explains, emir b'hadei adad yagbo l'metzia v'chol echad tzava, and each one came with a claim, and they thought, aniyah batiyah t'chila, that I picked it up first, and therefore, v'kulishli, but l'maisa, when they're swearing, it's not necessarily a shvua shav, because v'chi mishtaba, chatzich kushta mishtaba, u'l'ini mekach memka, nama yishem l'shtem nisratza, that b'negeh mekach memka, even though certainly both Reuben and Shimon are claiming that they owned the entire item as Levi was nisratza to sell it to them, ultimately it is possible that Levi actually had kavana to sell it to both of them, and really both of them only own half, and therefore when they're making a shvua, it's not actually a shvua shav. And prior to continuing, based on the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama, the Gemara stated that in a case where Reuben's ox gores Shimon's cow, and certainly Reuben's ox killed Shimon's cow, they now found a dead vlad and a dead fetus next to the cow, and Reuben claims that he's not chayiv to pay for that fetus, as it's possible that the cow already had a miscarriage before his shor shtoys the cow, and therefore his shor did not cause his damage. And Shimon claims that your shor actually causes damage, and your shor shtoys this animal, and that's why the cow miscarried. Based on the outcome of the Gemara says it's machlekes between Sumchas and the Chachamim, and the Chachamim hold that the din is hamaisi mechaber all over raya, and since in that case Reuben is the muchzik, as lemaisa he has the money, therefore Shimon can be mechayev Reuben to pay him, because lemaisa there's a din of hamaisi mechaber all over raya, and Sumchas holds that it's mamal mutu b'safik, and therefore the din is yachleku, and there's no requirement to make a shvua. And our Gemara now continues, lein masis of like a Sumchas, let us say our Mishnah is not like the Shita of Sumchas, the Ika Sumchas, as Sumchas holds that when you have Mammon that's Mutu B'Safik, the Din is Yachleku without a Shvua, and our Mishnah said the Din is Cholkin B'Shvua, and the Gemara says, V'elamai Rabbanan, so what are you going to tell me? That our Mishnah is going like Rabbanan, Ha'ami Ha'maitzim Mechavayel V'Raya, they say we have to look at who is Muchzik, and we say the Din is Ha'maitzim Mechavayel V'Raya, and as Rashi says, that Shimon would have to bring a Raya Be'idim, then Reuben Shar caused his par to miscarry, and V'loi Loi Gavi Midi, and if he can't bring a Raya, then Shimon would not collect anything. And L'chayr L'fid Rabbanan, why would our Mishnah say that Cholkin B'Shvua, if L'chayr we should paskin that Tehimunach Atchi Avi Aliyo, and you would have to bring a Raya Be'idim, that you actually own this talis. And the Gemara continues and responds, Hai Mai, I'm Bishlim Rabbanan, Hosan Loi Tafsi Tavayu on Rabbanan Meis Mechavayel V'Raya, that we could say that our Mishnah is the Rabbanan, because in the case of Masechtas Baba Kama, the reason why they say Meis Mechavayel V'Raya is because neither Reuven nor Shimon are typhus in the animal, and Reuven has a greater chazaka than Shimon, because Reuven is holding on to the money, and therefore the Rabbanan say Hamais Mechavayel V'Raya, that if Shimon wants to get paid, then he has to bring a raya with Edim that Reuven owes him this money. However, Hachar Tabayo Tafsi Pagila B'Shvua, but in our case where both Reuven and Shimon are being typhus in the talis, and therefore they are both muchzik equally, and as Rashi says, Be'in Kam Hamais Mechavayel, there is no one that is a greater muchzik than the other, and therefore we can't say Hamais Mechavayel V'Raya, and that's why we pass me Yachleku B'Shvua. And Rashi points out, Kivin the Mechaser Gavayna B'Maisha Chaveir Typhus, that since both of them are actually being typhus in the actual item, the high toughest Bekula, the high toughest Bekula, as it's as if Reuven is holding the entire talis, and Shimon is also holding on to the entire talis. Therefore, Rabban didn't just say yachleiku and let each one keep half of it, because the mice that are both being typhus, and kidarmin hasam Rabban de Raya, and since Rabban say over there that you need raya be'edim, so over here at Sichim Shua, he required that both of them make a shua in order to be able to take something out of the rishus of their friend, as the mice that both of them were holding on to the talis. And the Gemara continues, Ali Yamrit Sumchas, but if you're going to tell me that Mish is going according to Sumchas, hashtu ma hasam le tafsitabayo cholkam le shua, that if in the case of Mesech de Baba Kama, where both of them are not being typhus, and Sumchas still holds that it would be cholkin without a shua, hachat tabayo tafsi, so over here where they're both holding on to the item, and therefore it is not even a tzad that we should say, amaitse mechaveil of raya, then like koshkin, then certainly the din should be that yachleku b'lei shvua. And the Gemara responds, I feel tame with Sumchas, that we could say our mission is going even according to the shita of Sumchas, ki yam Sumchas shem v'shama, that the only time that Sumchas said that yachleku b'lei shvua was only in the case of Masechta Baba Kama, because both Reuven and Shimon don't know what actually happened. Reuven's claim is that you can't say that my shah certainly causes miscarriage, and therefore I should be pata, and Shimon says that you should be chayyeh because it's possible that your shah causes miscarriage. However, avu bari ubari lo yama, Sumchas did not say his din b'negeya case of bari ubari. In our case, Reuven and Shimon are both claiming a tainus bari, and they're claiming that we actually found this mitzia first, or that we actually had a right to buy this item from Levi, and therefore we're the actual owners. And since a taino bari ubari, therefore Sumchas would agree that in this case we would say achleku, but it must be done with a shvua. And Rashi points out that how do we know that the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama is talking about a case of shema v'shema? Because over there it says in Mefurish, nimtzu uber betzida ve'in yidua im ad shlo yalda nocha im mishyalda nocha v'loy mesav lav machaz negicha ele me'ilav v'kivin echol chad shematayin lekemim le'a shvua. Therefore it's not shaykh to actually say that either one should make a shvua, as certainly they don't know what the mitzias is, and therefore it's impossible for them to make a shvua. However, in our case we're attaining bari ubari, so in our case certainly it's shaykh to make them make a shvua, and that's why the din should be yachleku b'shvua. And the Gemara continues that your teretz is only good and only valid if we could say that Sumchas only said his din by the case of Shema v'Shema, just like we found in the Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, and he didn't say his din by the case of Bari Ubari. However, the Gemara now is, L'Rav Bar Puna, the Oma Sumchas, Afilu Bari Ubari, Mayik Lameimba, the Lameis and Daf Kof, we will see, the Rav Bar Puna will say that Sumchas says the din is Cholkam Leishvua, even in the case of Bari Ubari. And if so, our Mishnah can't be going like Sumchas, and Lameisa, we pask like Sumchas, that Cholkam Leishvua, and therefore we want our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, to even work out according to the Shita of Sumchas. And the Gemara continues that Afilu Tema Sumchas, that really we could say our Mishnah is going to Sumchas, and even though Sumchas says that Cholkam Blei Shvua, even by a case of Bari Ubari, however, Ki Ama Sumchas Hechad Ika Drar Demayna, Aba Hechad Leka Drar Demayna Loi, that the only time Sumchas says that there's a din of Cholkam Blei Shvua is only in a case which is similar to the Mishnah Maseches Baba Kama of Shor Shinog Sapara, and in that case, certainly by saying Cholkam Blei Shvua, both parties are losing out, as Manashach, if Reuven Shar actually caused the Parah of Shimon to miscarry the Vlad, then certainly Reuven is chayv to pay Shimon in full, and if Shimon's Parah actually miscarried previously, then Reuven is not chayv at all. And Lemaisa, by Sumchas Paskin Yachloiku B'lei Shvua, it's actually causing a loss to both parties, and over there we say Yachloiku B'lei Shvua. However, in our case, where it's possible that both Reuven and Shimon picked up this item at the same time and simultaneously, and really both of them own half of this item, or in the case of Mechamemka, that both Reuven and Shimon bought this item from Levi, and Levi was miskaven to sell it to both Reuven and Shimon, so in that case, it's not surely going to cause a loss to both Reuven and Shimon, and therefore, even Sumchas would agree that the halacha is Cholkin B'Shvua, and the Gemara is, V'lav Kavachemuhu, that L'Chari, that doesn't make sense, and you can't be Mechalik in the words of Sumchas in this manner. L'Chari, based on Kavachemu, if Sumchas said his halacha in the case of Maseches Baba Kama, even though it was Jorah de Meina, he passed in Cholkin B'Lei Shvua, then certainly in our case, where there's no Jorah de Meina, he should passkin Cholkin B'Lei Shvua, and as the Gemara says, V'lav Kavachemuhu, that certainly there should be a Kavachemuhu, that madach in the case of Maseches Baba Kama, where as we explained, there certainly will be a loss both to Reuven and to Shimon. And we continue and daf gimel medalef v'ikalameima kulamah v'ikalameima kulamah, and it's possible to say that the entire amount of money should belong to Reuven, as Reuven's shor did not cause Shimon's parah to miscarry, and therefore all the money belongs to Reuven. And it's also possible to say that Shimon really has a right to all the money, as Reuven's shor caused Shimon's parah to miscarry. Even so, that Sumchas still said that since it's Mamun B'Safik, so we're Cholkin without a Shvua, and therefore certainly, in our case, Tavayis, Benegia, the Talis, the Lekka Jordan Mayna, the Eklamayim Tavayi, as we explained, that is not certainly a loss of money to either party, as it's possible that they both own it equally, and like Koshkin, then certainly there should be the Chokim Balei Shvua, and this Psak would even make more sense, since it's possible that they both own it jointly, and by the fact that the Mishnah says Chokim Bil Shvua, it seems that the Mishnah is not going like Sumchas, and the Gemara answers, Afilu Tema Sumchas, really we could say our Mishnah is going like Sumchas, and really this should not be a requirement for Shvua. However, Shvua Zum, and Rabbanon, he could Rabbi Yechron, this Shvua is only Takan Rabbanon, like we'll learn from Rabbi Yechron, as Rabbi Yechron will teach us on Daf Heyam Beis, Shvua Zum, Takan Sachami, Shalai Hei Kol Echav Echad, Hoylich Vitekev, Vitalisha Chavere, Vaim Meshalihu, and a person shouldn't go and grab onto the talis of his friend and claim that it's his. And since this is more of a normal occurrence, therefore it's a Musl Shchicha, and Rabbanon made such a Takana. However, in the Gemara Mesech Tabab Makama, although we stated that according to Rabbi Avhuna, Sumcha said his din, even by a bari bari, and therefore it's shaykh to make a shvua, but the mice is a milsal shchicha, and therefore the gods Rabbanon, and Rabbanon would not misak in a shvua, and that's why Sumcha says, chokim b'le shvua, and we will stop over here.